Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Mason Vanderbilt football coach. What's up, man?
Hey, Don, Brent, Vicky, man. Just trying to get it, man. It's a Thursday. Let's go.
I know, man. We've called it Gut Check Thursday. So we're ready to rock and roll. So what did you do during the bye week? Did you travel to, like, the, you know, the Paris or go down to Australia or something?
Listen, all I did. No, I did. You know what?
I rolled
down the street, man. Was able to get away for, you know, 48 hours and head down to the beach with my family quickly and watched a Saturday of football and got back here and got right back to work. So that's what it consisted of.
Even on your bye week, when you and mom and them are at the beach, you're like, hey, I got to go in here and watch some football. I bet that met with some skepticism from the other members of your, you're like, no, not today.
No, boy. You know what? It sounded like that for a little bit, but I mean, I've got a daughter that loves football. So with that being said, we had a chance to watch it as a family. So
right. I mean, like, so I always just say, hey, babe, I'm working. I got to watch all this stuff. You know,
you know what we did watch the Missouri Florida game and obviously, you know, she's a Florida Gator. So, with that being said, she wasn't a happy day, for her. And for me, I just had a chance to get a preview of the team that we're about ready to play. So, and it was good for me because I had a chance to watch football versus coach it. So, I enjoyed it and then I had to get right back to work.
Before we get into Missouri specifically, I know, that a lot of coaches during a bye week, you'll pull your own video, you'll self scout, you'll kind of take the time to say, okay, this is what we did well, this is where we need to change some things. So what was the self scout for your team like during the bye week?
Well, the self scout was good. I had a chance to walk in, because we had, Monday, we were off on Sunday with those guys, and after the Arkansas game, Monday we came in and ran those guys early, but really, used Monday and Tuesday to really, you know, self-scout and evaluate. Our players were back on the field for Tuesday and Wednesday practices, which were really good. But our coaches looked at us, and we had a chance to look at our tendencies, you know, what things are working, what needs to change, and what guys on our roster, you know, men have showed us that their guys meant to be trusted and that these guys either need touches and or need more playing time. And so with that being said, schemes are about players. Okay. I mean, you got to build your schemes around your players. You know, this is the winning season in November, so it's time to go.
Derek, how much are you talking to your guys about big picture, still the ability to make a bowl game? Or you literally, did you just tell them, hey, today is Thursday, let's focus on Thursday?
I'm talking about, days right now. I'm talking about being in the moment, being where your feet are. You've heard me say that, you know, 100, if not 1,000 times. But I think what's critical is that, you know, there's other people talking about it. I talk around it. I talk about, you know, taking care of your business and doing the things that you need to do, and the other things will take care of itself. And that's sort of my big picture talk. I mean, I don't, like right now with this football team, and we had to get one on the road before we can get two. We went and did that. So that keeps us right in the moment. We've got to go on the road again, play an extremely hot, Missouri team and get a victory, you know, at their house. So that's what it comes down to.
So when you were watching that, by the beach, you know, that romantic setting and you're watching Missouri and Florida,
super romantic.
They looked, I watched that game too, and they looked a lot different, Coach Mason. And is that simply that they had a wide receiver from Nashville back in the mix?
I think so. Emmanuel Hall is a talented receiver. He's one of this conference's, you know, elite. I mean, he's a burner, and he's got size. You know, I mean, he can stretch the defense vertically, and you know, Drew Lock really missed him over the last, you know, a couple of weeks that he was out. I mean, you're talking about somebody who can take the top off of defense. So, you know, with that being said, I think without him, it was different because they were trying to move the tight end tight ends around, and really, you know, change it up with the run game and really try to mix it, but they weren't as three dimensional as they are now. You know, when you look at them now between the running backs, the tight ends, and the deep vertical threat, I think, you know, they're right back to, you know, where they were in terms of their ability to put points on the board. And so, that's the Hall effect, on that football team right now.
Well, they've got a tight end. We'll just call him Albert O because there's a lot going on after the O.
Yeah.
But he was banged up last week. But if that guy plays and he and Pinckney are on the same field, y'all may have a rep from every NFL team in the league out there watching those two guys. That's behemoths at the tight end position.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be great to watch these guys, you know, go at it. I believe he's playing. Anytime somebody's nicked up, you know, I believe they're playing. If it winds up being more serious than that, we'll find out on game day. And so you adapt and adjust. But, watching, I thought he just got a stinger and led to something more than that, in that ball game. But, you know, he's a matchup problem. He can match up inside or outside, much like Pink. He runs routes extremely well. He's a big dancing bear when you look at him. Runs routes like a wideout, but, you know, been built like a true wide, true tight end. So the versatility of what they do with their tight ends, because they have two of them, three of them, it allows them to take play action shots, and it allows them the opportunity to flex him as a wideout. So their 12 personnel could be 11 personnel, could be empty, depending on what they want to do. And that's really what makes, them tough, because that is that everybody believes that they're a run first team, but they're really not. When you look at the numbers, pass first team, but they're not. They're really a run first team. And so that's what I've seen watching the film.
One of your counterparts in the SEC, Coach, he was asked about, did you talk to your kids about the election or voting? And he basically said, I what's today? I'm only focusing on the next opponent. I didn't know the election was today. This was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Do you talk to your guys about stuff like that? And I don't mean who to vote for, but do you talk to them about, hey, this is what's going on today. If people fought and died for your right, you should go do this.
Yeah. I've made reference, to these guys about the privilege, that voting is. I mean, it's a privilege, it's a right, and not everybody in this country has the opportunity to do it. I mean, you have a certain sector of the population, man, who really doesn't, care to vote or look at voting as being important. Then you have another segment of the population that is incarcerated. And so, with that being said, the only thing that we can really do to, affect change, is let our voice be heard through voting. So, that's a message that's clear, to our guys. And listen, if they want to do it, great. But I try to make sure, man, that I can remind them, the right, the privilege that voting is. And with that being said, it's really what they need to be doing if they want to have a voice and talk about what's needed and necessary in this country to move it forward.
How important is it for you, just as, because everybody says we're going to mold young men, we're going to make them men, they're going to be better when they leave. But sometimes you just get to coaching football and practicing football and trying to win football games, and you almost have to just make a conscious effort, I would imagine, to talk to them about anything other than that. But don't you feel like you have to make some time for that stuff?
Oh, man, make it every day. I start our meetings off with winning ways, and some of those are football lessons. Some of those are life lessons. I do a little football 202, where I talk about football warriors, everybody from, Kevin Green today was Larry Allen to Barry Sanders. I mean, I'm trying to teach these guys about the game of football and what some of these guys have meant to the game and really what it is. And so, you got to meet them where they are. Okay. I mean, they like certain things. You have to understand what those things are. And it's not just about what you want them to know and understand. You got to meet them where they are and make sure that, in that, you wrap your message within it. And believe me, it's well received, and they can take it from there, in terms of how they want to interpret it or whether or not they want to engage in a deeper conversation. So, I mean, that's the way I see it. And so, I'm proud and thankful to be head coach of Vanderbilt University, because I think I've got great young men who are really good football players trying to be great.
You're a good man, Coach.
Coach, appreciate it.
It's going to be chilly on Saturday. Do you cold. Have like a super thick puffy vest for this one?
Hey, listen.
Swaggy D vest.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if I can pull off, you know, what Puff Daddy and Mace did in 1998, you know, with the big puff vest. I don't think I'm going there. I think I'm going to wear, you know, a nice jacket, you know, with a toboggan, so we can see if I can, you know, man, brave what's going on. But it should be nice. It's going to be great football weather, so I'm excited about it.
We have to get Nike to do a better job of monogramming Swaggy D on all of at least your winter wear. Like the toboggan cap should have Swaggy D in some kind of cursive font.
Yeah, cursive with the Vandy star.
That would be amazing.
You know what I did with my 3HL hat, Brent? I went ahead and actually put Swaggy D, okay, in the brand. So, you know, I rocked the 3HL hat, man. We put it out there, and I just want you to know and understand, man, that, you know, Swaggy D's in the building. So I appreciate it.
Well, hey, I love it, man. It was good to see you this morning. Check out practice a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, you need your name in it because I gave Bryce Drew one, too. So I want to get him used to
the company meeting. You walked around handing out hats like they were dominoes. So I'm like, oh, okay, I thought it was special. I looked up and there were about six or seven people that got hats. Okay. That's the way my man treats me, man. Okay, I get it.
You were first.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks, Coach. Good luck on Saturday.
All right, appreciate it. Let's anchor down.
Say hello to Babs when you see her.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
All right, see ya. Coach Mason, Derek Mason.